Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Gun rights groups from across the country are focusing on Virginia as a test case, a place where they hope to make a final stand against what they view as a violation of their Second Amendment rights. As lawmakers head to the Capitol this week, they're hearing from people across the country and their own constituents who are angry about proposals for universal background checks, red flag laws, and a ban on assault-style weapons. Vincent Dory is a member of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, and he compares gun control to modern art.
Modern art and gun control are both extremely confusing to look at. It's extremely pretentious, and they are both extremely ridiculous, in my opinion.
That applause is from dozens of firearms enthusiasts who flooded the legislative hearing over the weekend of the Fairfax delegation, which includes the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader. They turned out in record numbers at legislative hearings across Virginia to make their case. Many of them came armed. Fairfax County Board of Supervisors Chairman Jeff McKay was heckled when he called for banning guns at the Fairfax County Government Center.
Among other items, it's also important that our board be given the authority to keep guns out of our rec centers and government centers. We also must take action to...
The debate will come to a head on Martin Luther King Day later this month, when supporters and opponents of gun control, perhaps numbering in the tens of thousands, are expected in Capitol Square for dueling rallies. I'm Michael Pope.